Welcome to Ellie Goldsmith's Inspired Flow. We have good news. I've done my consulting for that company I mentioned in the previous podcast, and I helped boost their social media team, and we're moving on. So today we're going to discuss the concepts of being able to develop yourself in such a way that you have what's called emotional intelligence. And we mentioned this once before, emotional IQ. And then there's the aspect also of being able to constantly go with all the different flows, which people nowadays label as versatility, being versatile. Also having that innovative vibe that basically matches what's going on in the world, but also in a way that's creative and beyond what's going on. You bring in a new fresh outlook, a new fresh vibe. Even though Shlomo Melech, King Solomon, did say there's nothing new under the sun, but we do have to constantly tap into that creative flow that gives us the ability to stretch out into an unlimited energy. Because really, even if there's nothing new under the sun, there is the creative flow that exists, which is beyond, which has a level which takes us out to a new way of thinking, a new way of succeeding. And this is the constant aspect of renewal. And we have a festival coming up, Purim, which comes out the same time as my birthday. And this is a Hebrew birthday. We mentioned already my English birthday. And this is a great opportunity for me personally to renew myself. Every birthday is an opportunity to start again, tap into that inner light. And that's what I plan to do on my Hebrew birthday, which is Purim. And the day following Purim is a Shabbat. So we have a disconnect to reconnect. And that's what I'm going to be doing probably the rest of the week, is just getting ready for Purim and also preparing for some new projects. I'm already in the process of establishing, and the Unity Inspires project obviously continues. We will be really stepping up, hopefully, with the next project we're looking for is a promo video. We have the branding, but we need a promo video just to give a showcase of what we're planning to do and how we're going to do it. And the best way to do it nowadays, obviously everyone knows, is visually through some sort of promo video. So we're in that building process for the Unity Inspires project. Once again, I'm welcome to anybody and everybody to join on. It's a Unity concept, so doesn't exclude anybody or anything, and that's up to everybody to offer their expertise and their skills, their insight to how more unity can be created. And once again, it has endless potential because it is an ability to bring down that creative flow in a way that can include everything and anything. Unity of business, unity of marriage, unity of work, unity of music, unity of concerts, unity of art, unity of fashion. There's an endless list, we're not going to keep going but in words, but the idea is actually be doing. So we're going to be working on it in real ways. And I'd also like to put forth the power of my recent experience with this consulting job I had in the last week or so, and being somewhat of a manager, having the opportunity to overlook a team and stepping into that position. It wasn't going to work out, the manager aspect, but the consulting aspect I think was a big success. I got very good feedback from the people who I consulted with in the team and from the boss himself. And it was an opportunity to just see that I can do that space as a social media manager. And it just will be finding that team that fits what I want to do. My goal, like I said, was to help English-speaking businesses in Israel and professionals, organizations and causes. I will continue to do that in my own way through my social media network and through connecting with good other resonating causes and people. And that's something which, you know, can just grow beyond any company. It's something which is a reality in the community that we're in and the communal world that's being created around us. We have an opportunity to allow ourselves to be part of that community, that larger space. So we're just going to end off today's short and pointful flow that life is causing us to flow in different directions, and we have to allow ourselves. Like yesterday I got a message just after I had like the most craziest, busiest day, that my friends come just from the airport, just flew in from Amsterdam, wants to meet with me for dinner. and I was with my kids and I was on my way home, and I managed, thank God to my wife, to make it there in time for the short hour space he had before he had to go to his next thing, to be able to meet with him for dinner in a very nice restaurant. And it was an opportunity just to touch base with a friend, and this is really important also, that you make time in your life for your family. I made it back in time to read my kids to bed, be reading The Secret Seven, and just remembering in, within the midst of all the different projects and things you're trying to build, the family first, the relationship first, and that is what, thank God, with Purim and my birthday, we get a nice long weekend to really develop the inner levels of connection, and that will give us the inspiration to build everything we need. And that's why the Unity Projects, I believe, will succeed, because it will come from an inner place, and that place is eternal, that place has values that are true, and it will give us the ability to establish that, to make this world a holy dwelling place for success and joy and togetherness, and to move forward in positive ways only, and to work with people and talk about people and develop relationships that are positive and unified. Have a unifying day, have a unifying Purim. Happy Purim.